Title: Delaware Court of Chancery Decision Provides Guidance on M&A Earnouts. Content: In Shareholder Representative Services LLC v. Albertsons Companies Incorporated, 2021 WL231-1455, Delegate CH June 7, 2021, the Delaware Court of Chancery, Slights, VC, provided key guidance on mergers and acquisitions, M&A, earnout disputes regarding contractual earnout language, the applicability of the implied covenant of good faith and fair dealing, extra-contractual discussions and promises, and post-closing behavior of the acquirer. This opinion serves as a reminder to M&A transaction parties on important drafting concepts in earnouts, as well as how to conduct themselves during the negotiations and earnout period. Dine-In Fresh Incorporated, D/B/Plated, was an e-commerce subscription meal kit delivery company whose business model involved consumers subscribing to its services in exchange ingredients and recipes for home-cooked meals delivered directly to their homes. In September 2017, Plated and Albertsons Companies Incorporated, Albertsons, entered into an agreement and plan of merger, which provided for an upfront cash payment by Albertsons to Plated stockholders of $175 million. Plated would operate as standalone business, and the stockholders had an earnout opportunity of up to $125 million payable over the next 3 years based on achieving certain financial milestones. Additionally, the merger agreement contained the following post-closing management language, except as otherwise set forth in this clause. 7. Albertsons will have the exclusive right to make all business and operational decisions regarding Albertsons and its subsidiaries, including Plated, in its sole and absolute discretion without regard to any other interest, and will have no obligation to operate Plated in a manner to maximize achievement of the earnout issuance, provided, however, that Albertsons will not and will cause its affiliates not to take any action or omit to take any actions with the intent of decreasing or avoiding any earnout issuance. Plated missed the earnout milestones, and Albertsons did not make the earnout payment to Plated's former stockholders. Plaintiff Shareholder Representative Services LLC, on behalf of Plated's former stockholders, thereafter filed suit in the Delaware Court of Chancery, alleging that Plated would have succeeded and at least a portion of the earnout would have been paid but for Albertsons' active interference with Plated's business. Plaintiff asserted three causes of action: 1. Breach of contract by acting with the intent of avoiding the earnout; 2. Breach of the implied covenant of good faith and fair dealing; and 3. Fraudulent inducement. According to plaintiff, Albertsons had a negative take on e-commerce and accordingly took actions that undermined the business. It reallocated Plated's resources to get Plated's product into the brick-and-mortar stores, altered public messaging to focus on retail instead of e-commerce, promises of decreased transportation costs were empty and misguided, Plated was not provided broad latitude in running its business independently, and badly mismanaged Plated. Albertsons moved to dismiss. The court granted the motion in part. Notably, it declined to dismiss plaintiff's breach of contract cause of action based upon the negotiated management carve-out in the merger agreement. Referencing Windy City Inns, HLDGS is LLC v. Teachers Insurance and Annuity Association of AM. 2019 WL233-9932, Delegate CH May 31, 2019. The court held the intent of decreasing or avoiding any earnout issuance carve-out would be breached if buyer/acquirer's actions post-closing were, at least in part, done with the purpose and intent of reducing the earnout. The court concluded that, as pleaded, it was reasonably conceivable Albertsons' post-closing business initiatives were formulated at least in part with the purpose and intent of reducing the earnout. As the court explained, the complaint well pleads that Albertsons told Plated it would follow Plated's e-commerce business plan when it had no intention of doing so, knew that business plan was the only way to achieve the earnout, and then deliberately ignored the plan from the outset, knowing that decision would cause Plated to miss the earnout milestones. The court, though, dismissed plaintiff's claim that Albertsons breached the covenant of good faith and fair dealing. W. Here the parties themselves bargained for limits on the buyer's discretion.